This is a Collider.com audio interview.
Remember the last one we did with all the mics and we smashed them all?
Could you guys introduce yourselves so we have your voices?
Yeah.
We're talking about the same thing? Hi, I'm Preston Lacey. I'm from Jackass.
I'm Wee Man, and I'm Preston's buddy.
That works. So I was going to say, some of these things that you guys do are the things that I would love to do, and I'm sure some of these people would love to do, but just don't. I mean, what gets in your head that says, you know, other than money, I guess? Because it was before the money that you were doing this stuff.
Attention. We're attention whores. We like attention.
Yeah, we were doing the same stuff in high school and junior high, and no one was paying us at all.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, it wasn't really welcome in school.
Yeah. As a fact, it wasn't.
Is there a leader of the group?
Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, he really gets you to do all
No, he's
things,
our no fearless way. Leader. He leads by example, not by idea.
He's the quarterback.
Yeah, he's the tip of the spear.
How do you guys come up with new stuff? I mean,
just right next to having the break, the year and a half or 2 year break between movies really helped us out because it just had us time to plot and plan ideas, especially pranks on people, you know? It's just like once I got to know Aaron McGeehy, Danger Aaron, that was just easy. That was that writing was on the wall on that.
How do you keep secrets from each other?
We're easy to do that, but like we even keep secrets amongst each other. Like Preston will go, I have a prank I want to do on somebody, but I need you to help me out. Okay, but I have to trust you. And then there's a big trust level too. So once that happens,
now you put a potato gun in your buddy's head, he starts to question it.
How do you guys trust each other and fall for each other's pranks? I mean, well, see it coming now?
We've got kind of little groups, and in the groups there's a little bit of loyalty. But I know that if it's one big one, you know, a big shot for the team, he'll sell me down the river in a heartbeat. if it's for something that he deems to be like a movie closer or a big, big thing, he'll sell my fat ass down the river so quick.
It's like we have each other's backs, sort of.
Yeah. depending on the prank.
How long have you two actually known each other for?
Since 99. Mm-hmm.
We met each other the day we shot the first Running in the Underwear. Yeah, we met that. He wrote it, and I showed up, and I was like, all right, put my underwear on. Hey, Preston, I'm Wee Man. And so, chase me.
Are you guys, like, good friends now since
then? Yeah, since then. Yeah, we didn't know each other at all before. Never saw each other at all. That's right. Even filming the beginning, I didn't meet Steve-O and Bam until we'd filmed like the first season, because they filmed in Florida and Pennsylvania, and then we all got together. It was weird being on a show and then meeting your castmates for the first time. It's strange.
So you guys don't have any issues being naked or in your underwear at all?
No.
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 Not at all. No.
No, not one bit.
You get over that.
You get over it. It's like, here I am. Like, take it or leave it. You know what I mean?
Everybody else does it.
Is it peer pressure a lot of it, or do you just...
Yeah, I don't want to say... I hate saying that to the kids, but it really is. But you're also talking about... You know, you're not talking about kids, you're talking about a bunch of 30-year-old men. So, and it's, you know, if you're dumb enough to listen to Johnny Knoxville, you're dumb. So you make that decision.
Are you two guys the two that didn't get started in skateboarding? Because it seems like everybody...
No, he's a professional skateboarder. No, he's really good.
That's right, I forgot.
He's a real guy. He's famous for...
But you're like a truck driver or something, right? Or how did you start out?
No, I... they put that in my biography. I have a degree in theater from Missouri State, and I got a job driving a truck to save up money to move to California.
Oh, okay.
So of course, they just write I was a former truck driver. Knoxville and I are the only two people that aren't skateboarders
in the world. Right.
No, he's really good.
You still do it for fun? Mm-hmm. I mean,
no, I do it professionally still.
I know you do, but now... Oh, you still do it professionally?
Yeah,
oh,
I have a new board coming out, everything.
Oh, wow. Do you have your own line and your own...
Uh-huh.
Stuff? Oh, cool.
Yep.
Okay, so you give it up.
No, but what was crazy was right before we started filming, I broke my femur skateboarding. And, like, everybody's like, oh, like, I even was, like, questioning if I was going to be in the film. But I did it at such the smallest window of opportunity to heal just in time. And even like Tremaine was like, just like ease yourself into this movie. And I was like, ease myself? I'm gonna be in this movie.
A giant person on top.
There was no easing after that.
Well, that wasn't even the one, really. It was that parachute thing, the swamp chute. No, that's when we thought we killed him.
Yeah, they seriously, it wasn't even supposed to go like that. The bit was, we're going to connect you to a 1,000-pound ripcord, and you're going to throw the chute, and you're going to fly like a kite. And then Preston, come over with scissors and cut him off, and he'll slowly come down. And I threw the chute, and the cord ripped, and it just ragdolled me across. Yeah. And they were like, oh, and I'm like, yeah, dude. And Preston's just like, oh.
All you see is the two little shoes floating. And there's a parachute in the trees on the other side of the lake. And you're like, oh my gosh, this went horribly. I'm sitting here holding those paramedic scissors. Holy shit.
Jason, how well did you relate to the Indian little people?
Oh, like, I can relate to anybody. Like, kids come up and love me because I'm, like, looking at them at eye level. But when I first walked in, I'm a taller little person. And they didn't know what was going on because they didn't speak English. And I'd go, hey, I want to see all those little dudes. I want to meet them. And I walked into the room, and they were like, all, like, who's this guy? Who's he? Why is he here going to take this our big movie role?
Hired gun.
Yeah. And so then I was like, hey, what's up? Like, this is why the bit's here. And once I, like, eased in them, they were, like, loving me and, like, all over. And just, like, in all the photos, every one of them wanted to be by me.
Oh.
So it was pretty cool.
How long did it take to film the movie?
7 months. Really? We were going for 6 and we went over a little. So 7 months we did it.
And is it like, you know, 5-day weeks, like hardcore? Or
no.
Breaks
we would like film like 1 to 2 weeks and then take a week or a little over a week off and then go to the next spot. And then we have to prepare and get all the luggage out to the next spot and... You know, get everybody to
It just depends on what we're doing, you know, which bits and stuff. Like, the movie opening and closing are a lot more entailed or detailed than the other parts, you know. It just really depends. Which is funny because there's some days you're on the Paramount lot with a crew of 100 people, and other days you're in Knoxville's bathroom with a couple camera guys.
Yeah.
It's like, so, what the hell's going on, you know?
And how long did it take to film that closing bit, actually?
To film it, it took 5 days. But then we also took a week to rehearse it.
Which really doesn't show, but...
Yeah. Like, we were in there, like, the first day, like, with the dance instructor, like, you're going to learn a dance move. And we're like, oh, great.
We were watching the movie, doing the commentary yesterday, and Tremaine's like, Preston loses his step in 3-2 now. Like, I don't know what I was doing.
How do you top yourself from the first one and then also from the TV show?
Well, from the TV show to the movie, like... We didn't really get to do that. Like, the TV show really held us back from doing what we wanted to do. The movie, we got to do a couple more things. But from the last movie to this one, it's like Preston and I can't go outside and try and pull a prank on normal people and get a reaction out of them. Because we walk outside, they're like, what are you guys filming? You know what I mean? Like, where's the camera? And we're like, okay. So we had to step it up and do stunts this time. That's, you know.
What is the one thing that you guys... wanted you to do it, and you said, I'm not doing that.
Nothing.
Nothing.
We get asked that.
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, no.
Nothing on the new movie.
Every movie, everything that was asked, we did. And it even got to a point where Preston was in the middle of getting ready to do a bit, like a big bit. They would almost be a closer, and it got pulled right before the record button was going. We were in India, and the Indian...
By who, though? By the
Indian government.
Wow.
We're not going to tell you what it was.
We don't want to get into it, not because of any type of legality, just because we still want to film it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, nothing to do with not trying to be keeping...
But, I mean, that's out. Like, we. Yeah. It shows we went all the way doing everything we could.
So anything you come up with, everybody else is for it, too? What's the democratic process? That's what I'm asking. Is there... Who vetoes stuff? Nobody? Or
There's the safety people that veto stuff. And
you have safety?
Yeah.
Absolutely, a huge safety team.
Oh,
and then, but mainly the producers, Johnny Knoxville, Spike Jonze, and Jeff Tremaine, they make the final decision on what bits we're going to shoot, you know, and then they kind of turn it from 1,000 ideas into 80 or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Are things awkward with Bam's mom now?
For me, yes, but her, no. Like when we were in New York City, she was like, I'm staying with Preston. I'm staying in Preston's room. And I'm like, what are you talking about, man? She's like, you know, the bit.
She's totally comfortable with it.
No, that was probably the most scared I've been. It's just going into someone's home and getting to their bed. I mean, where I come from, you get shot for that. That's a capital offense in Missouri. So I was so scared. And Tremaine was with us directing, and he was like, man, isn't this great? Don't you feel like we're getting ready to rob their house? And I'm like, you're scared of death. I want to get out of here. And Bam's like, squeeze your tits. Squeeze your ass.
Do you guys normally bungee jump?
No.
That's my first time.
I've been used for heights.
Really?
Yeah.
The extreme trip.
We just found that out this morning.
Yeah. Was it supposed to go like that?
It actually worked just how they planned it, except for him almost hitting his head on the bottom of the bridge. Except for that, it worked really well. Yeah. Okay. It was a great bit.
Is there anything, like, you know, you said that nothing that you've come up with that you say you won't do, but is there anything you just definitely won't do?
Well, we try. We don't do anything that's like religious or political, or definitely nothing anti-American. You know.
But as far as stunts, there's nothing.
We're stunty guys.
Yeah. No phobias. Yes.
Gay stuff doesn't seem as gay anymore.
Yeah.
How long did you guys go over to India for? And how long were you, whatever this bit was that you couldn't do? How long had you prepared it?
Ooh.
Well, you mean in the I. Well, I think I originally wrote the idea in 2002, so we've been working on it slowly since then.
Well, what I'm saying is, like, how long were you in India for?
We were in India for 11 days?
14 days.
14 days.
And how long had you been getting ready for that one bit that didn't?
He was getting ready the whole...
That was like the next to the last day?
Yeah, we saved it to last, just because we just wanted it to happen then. And say,
here, I'll tell you what it is.
No, I was about to say,
drag me out the door.
Can you guys still do this when you're 60 and 70?
Hell yeah.
Ask them, I'll be dead.
So I think, here's another thing though. Between Jackass and Jackass 2, did you have a deal in place for a sequel, or was it all
new? No.
All new.
Yes, yeah. There it is. There it is.
All new.
So, did you have to sign a two-picture thing, or is it just
one movie?
Just one movie.
No, I don't want to air that laundry. So.
Is there, would you want to do more, or is there something you want to do?
We're up to negotiation, but there's still a bunch of bits we want to shoot that we haven't shot yet, you know, just like the India one, you know. I swear I have to shoot that before I die. Which is going to be ironic if I die while I'm shooting it.
Is there extra stuff we're going to see on the DVD?
Oh, yeah.
We are sitting on gold that wasn't in the movie.
Yeah, there's so much footage. It's unbelievable. Of just cut, ready-to-go footage. If people would set through a three-hour Jackass movie, we could have a real good one right now.
Well, I write about DVDs too, so can you preview one of the stunts that might be on the DVD?
I don't know exactly.
We don't know, because we're just sitting on it. We're holding it.
And there's
it.
Different stunts that they say might be on the MTV special too. Oh. They don't know, so I don't want to lie to your viewers.
Are there doctors on set?
Yeah.
Just in case.
Medics. We have medics on set. And sometimes we even have one or two ambulances, ready to go.
On a big shoot, big dangerous shoot, like the opening, there's a doctor, medics, everything for that.
Now, what about for the snakes? Is there a snake handler?
Yep. We have anti-venom and stuff ready to go, shots all ready to go.
Yeah, Dave Weathers is a snake expert that we work with all the time.
Can you talk about the filming of this opening versus the last one?
Oh, when we heard this, we were like, are you kidding me? Knoxville came up with it, and it took Bam like 2 months to prepare for it. Like, he's like, are you serious? Are we going to really be with bulls? And it was like, yeah, we're going to be with bulls.
Because some of those shots were crazy, especially in the house.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Where was that shot? Was that on the Paramount lot, or was that in a real neighborhood?
No, it's down...
It's in Downey.
Downey? It's where they filmed Christmas with the Cranks.
Oh, okay.
They built the whole town.
Yeah, the whole town is just for filming.
And 99% of the houses are just fronts, you know, but there's a couple of ones that have interiors, which we destroy.
Jason, what did you think the magic trick was going to be? Or did you know you were about to get smothered?
Yeah, I knew.
They wouldn't do that to him. They wouldn't surprise him with that.
Yeah, because Yeah, because I'm mean-spirited, and if somebody would have surprised me like that, I would have, like, used words I wouldn't have wanted to use afterwards and stuff.
No, it's like the tear gas. They tell you the ones that you can't breathe. When it's going to involve no oxygen, they inform you of that. Like, they let you know when you're in the future you're not going to be breathing for a couple minutes.
That's the electric. The electric shock you didn't know.
No. But what was crazy was, like, we've been filming for 12 hours. And they're like, okay, we got this guy here all day. Just wait, we got to film one thing, and then we're going to get to that. And I was at my hotel room just waiting to go to sleep. I'm like, fuck, let's just film this bit. Like, let's just get it and be over with. And it's in my head, I would just sit there, and I would think that he was pretty much like a sharpshooter getting cards under my ass. And, you know. And there's a lot of that that got cut out. There was 3 more tries. Yeah, we say it in the commentary, too.
What were the worst injuries in this movie? Not all of them.
In this movie, there was only 2 cries and a broken pinky.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, and a second tooth broken again.
Oh, yeah, re-broken.
Really re-broken.
Oh, my God.
For Aaron.
But you can pretty much blame the dentist in Oregon on that. What kind of dental school
you're
talking about
there. So that one thing with the reading of the sign in the hotel room, mm-hmm. How much did that really, you know?
We thought about it. It just went, like, that hard. It wasn't hard
at
all.
That one was more scary than it was violent.
Yeah.
Yep, because that thing was, you know, shocking when you're watching it.
Yeah, when you see it, and when it happens, like, when it did it to me, I was like, I just got knocked out. Like, with the minute the thing comes at your face.
They couldn't get him, but Dimitri originally, that's Knoxville's bet, but Dimitri originally spun it to have Mike Tyson on the other side of the ball. Punching us each in the face, but we couldn't get Tyson. That's when they went with the hydraulic thing.
Do you think the chair was setting something up for you? Were you suspicious?
No, I was like, well, because what they do is they tell us different things why they're keeping us downstairs waiting to come up to our rooms. And we'd be filming all day, and it's like, I just want to go to my room. What do you mean? Like, what's this? And so I'm going up, and then Bam's sitting there laughing, like, check this out. I'm like, oh, all right, I'll check it out. This is funny. It's
Well, that's what you were talking about, the stuff on the DVD. Like, everyone in the cast got boxing gloved. So, you know, we couldn't just stream them together, you know, have 30 minutes of that. So we just took the best ones. So that's how you can buy the DVD and watch it all get punched in the face.
So when you edit, or whoever edits it all together, you can take a little part of the middle of this try, and then you take another part of the end of that one, or it's never like one whole stunt that goes right and that's it?
Sometimes.
Oh, yeah. A lot of our stunts are one try, like one whole stunt.
Yeah. So, but occasionally they'll take the ending off one that works and the beginning off another.
No, not really.
It was awfully smooth.
No, yeah. Not like that at all. No,
okay.
No.
Okay.
What's your favorite one that you did for a gag?
Well, together, I think ours is the bungee jump, just because, like, it. You know, we both never been bungee jumping, and he's deathly afraid of heights. And then we had Jason Taylor there, and it was a sunny, gorgeous day, you know. And we did it in one try, and next thing you know, we're like, all right, we're done.
I would like to say that ending was my favorite, but I don't remember any of it after I hit my head on that box. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Couldn't the bees have killed you?
He didn't go into the limo because he's allergic to bees.
That's what they test us for everything in the world because the nature of our show, mainly hepatitis because of Steve-O. That was the thing. They were like, okay, today we're going to do this bit. I said, but Aaron and Preston, we want you guys to lock yourselves in the van right now and don't open those doors for nothing. And we're like, okay.
They didn't test you guys for crabs.
Notice none of us had crabs.
Just saying.
Pull the plug on this. That was crew, not cast.
That was crew, none of the cast.
Yeah. I didn't hear our names, just Mike Ellis.
It was something like that. Is there something you were saying that secretive, but is there anything like that you've ever been, just everyone is in on it except for the one that's getting it?
Well, like the card throwing thing. Everybody
knew
took
about
me,
it.
They had, the security took me down to the French Quarter and got me drunk because they didn't want me up here throwing him signals and stuff like something's going on, you know. And eventually I would have, you know, said, hey, dude, think about what's going on. But you don't think because you get caught up in it, you know. And at the same time, you're kind of trying to be funny, you know. So you're trying to do shtick. You're thinking about what the next thing you're going to say. You're not thinking about exactly what's going on. You know, you're thinking about this guy because they did a great job of that card throwing, building it up, because for weeks they talked about this guy that could throw a playing card through a watermelon. So that started getting in our heads, you know. That's what Jason had the funniest line. He was like, when the guy was practicing, he couldn't hit shit. Last time I was doing, I mean, it cracked like 10 times in a row.
What's more fun for you, punking each other sort of thing, or just doing wild stunts?
Punking each other.
Punking
each other. Yeah.
Yeah, it's always fun because it's the reaction that you get, and you're like, ha ha ha, you know what I mean?
You guys ever come to blows? I mean, you ever just get so pissed off that you...
Yeah, that Arab thing, he was pissed.
It comes close.
You get mad as a hornet, but we pretty much, in the mornings, clear the slate every day, you know? But, I mean, if someone gets you, you have the full right to get them back, you know?
Yeah, and that's how we play on this. Like, okay, you know you're getting paid back. That's how it is.
Yeah.
How often do you guys just hang out together?
It depends on whether we're filming or not. Because, like, we hung out more when we weren't filming just because we didn't see each other as much. But now it's just so all the time. You know, we get off the plane and we're like, F you, you know. Go to hell.
I don't like anything to do with
it. Yeah, I don't like you or what you represent. Get the hell away. Like, yeah, get the hell away. But yeah, it's cool. It's cool hanging out. It's fun. Like, when we were filming, he would drive me to work. And you know, we'd pull up next to people not even thinking. We're just going to work. But they'd be like... Oh my God!
Yeah,
what are you guys
Where do you
doing?
Live?
I live in Hermosa Beach. He lives right here in.
I live in West LA, right where Beverly Hills turns to shit.
But like, we go to coffee shops by his house, and he won't go in by himself anymore now.
No, I just said too much of a where's Wee Man? Why isn't Wee Man with me? I'm like, he doesn't live with me. You know, we just stopped here a couple times to get coffee on the way to work. He's not in my bedroom.
So you guys do have signals for each other?
Yeah. And, like, we seriously, like, if we want to get somebody else, we'll team up, but it's really like, come on, buddy, like, you have to trust me. And it's like, are you sure? Like, don't, you know, or even, like, I went to his house once and said, hey, I got to take a piss bad, let me come up to your house. He was like, nope, can't come up. It was during filming time. I'm like, why won't you let me up to your house? And he comes down, he's all, I didn't know if you were coming in with a camera crew or not. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's how, like, we get each other.
I said, do you find it odd that I wouldn't let you come up to use the bathroom? He goes, yeah, I did. We're buddies. And I said, I didn't know you had Knoxville with you, snakes. I didn't know I was going to do that. I said, let's go to Starbucks. You can take your pee down there. And he did.
Would you sit in the back of a truck with a king cobra?
I wouldn't want to, but I mean, they throw one on you, they throw one on you.
I would. I've been around, like, so many animals when we did Wild Boys and stuff, so I've kind of figured out, like, what animals do what and stuff.
Now, this stuff doesn't get any less scary. You just do it because you don't have any choice, you know?
Like, Bam, you know that he's...
Oh,
you know,
deathly afraid of snakes.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay, yeah. Anything to do to get him...
Oh, yeah.
You guys have any separate projects coming up?
Actually, we have a together project.
Yeah, we have a movie coming out in November called National Lampoon's TV, the movie. It's like a sketch comedy movie. It's like Saturday Night Live or Channel Surfing. It's kind of a copy of Kentucky Fried movie. It's got seven of our guys from Jackass in it. And it's got Lee Majors, a $6 million man. Jason Mewes from Clerks has a big role in it, too. Yeah, we're really, really proud of it. We did it while there was no Jackass 2 when we made it. We probably wouldn't even have made the darn thing, but we're really stoked now.
Yeah, we were just sitting around, and Preston's like, I'm doing a movie, get in. I'm like, sounds good, I ain't doing nothing.
Yeah, he's
in a ton. We do a Miami Mice parody, a parody on Miami Vice, where him and Tony Cox, the African-American little person from Bad Santa, and him are Crockett and Stubbs. It's great,
funny.
Great. And we do a trading races where we trade him. We dress him up as a pygmy and put him with a family in Van Nuys. And we take Abe and Ruby, character actor from ER, and we put him with a family of pygmies in Africa. And it's
funny.
It's really funny. There's no way to watch it not laugh. I mean, it's not a well-made movie, but it's really funny. You can't watch it without laughing.
You guys are having way too much fun.
No, we are. We're about to roll. She wanted out here, but like Bam says, when you're not actually being filmed, it's the greatest job ever.
Yeah, like.
But when that camera's on you, it sucks.
Thank you guys.